a quick chazara, and then we'll be, further on in terms of the riff and the run, review the Rambam's position, and then get into the Balei HaTosos. Okay, so we began with an unusual entry point to the sugya of Ger Toshav, the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, with a discussion of the Isser Hanah of Chametz BePesach. Okay, so Levi, since we have you with us, excellent. So the machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Avohu seem to surround the question of Din Prati versus Din Klali. So Levi Chizkiya's position is that the Isser Hanah of Chametz is rooted in a pasuk about chametz, namely. Exactly. So lo yehi bo heter achila. What's Rashi's position on that?
I can't remember.
The natural way of getting hana'a from a davar amachal.
Stam damos that you use it to buy foodstuffs.
Right. A little difficult, right? So, what's an alternative approach? Had it said lo yochal, it would have been an iser achila sagavra. But lo yochal is a stigmatization of the chavtza. It's no longer in Yerushas. You no longer really have bailos over it. Once you use the passive voice, lo yochal, and lo yehebo heter achila means
that you can't get
hana
from it being eaten even by someone else.
Right, that just a little bit sharper. Noam,
I think we said that the main kind of hana is achila. So you basically say that any kind of hana is now not allowed on the subject.
Right, the switch from the active to the passive voice means that it's not just the maisa achila, which is aser, but anything which is a maisa hana. Right, it cannot be used as an object of hana'ah. That's the chiddush of lo yehebo heter achila. I think it's a little more straightforward than Rashi's approach. Just like I think we gave the example, Noam, you answered yesterday about a chair. A chair is used for sitting, right? But you could say you can't get any hana'ah from this, and you could still be motzi'o belashon yeshiva. Okay, so Levi, back to the main discussion. So Rabbi Avohu disagrees. Upliga the Rabbi Avohu that
he says it's just became clearly that for all the Yisrael,
Achila in the Torah is also an Israel Na'ah. Exactly. Which switches the Achi Machar Lanachrim. And my presentation emphasizes the difference between an Isra Achila Sagafra between Chizki and Rabbi Avohu, the difference between that and a stigmatization of an Isser Chafza, something from which we can't get any Hana'a altogether. Okay, so we'll come back to that part of the discussion in just a little bit. But the Gemara goes on and speaks about Nevela and talks about there appear to be two possible outlets for Hana'a. And the question is, how distinct are these? So Levi, go ahead. How does Rabbi Meir learn? And then how does Rabbi Yehuda respond?
Okay, so Rabbi Meir learns that they're really not distinct. You could give it to a Gertoshev, or you could sell it to a Nachri. Either one's allowed, but the reason the pasuk says the word oh is to teach you that preferably you should give it to a Gertoshev. But the way that the words are written in order shows that you could really do anyway.
Right, you could even sell it to a Gertoshev. There's nothing wrong with selling it to a Gertoshev. Apparently that, either Reb Meir doesn't believe in the concept of Atah Mitzuva L'Achayoso, or he doesn't see Mechira L'Ger Toshav, as absolutely requiring, he doesn't see Mechira to Ger Toshav as undermining L'Achayoso. It would be preferable to give it to him, and there's a Kedimus, or more fundamentally, maybe he rejects the idea of, Atah Mitzuva L'Achayoso. That's an interesting discussion, but you should give it to a Ger Toshav before selling it to either the Ger Toshav or an outright Nachri. That's for sure. I mean, that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach you. For Rabbi Meir, one of the questions that emerges is it really possible to sell it to a Ger Toshav? Does that not undermine, as we said, L'Achayoso? And is it really possible to give it to a Nachri? Doesn't that undermine, right, a different pasuk, namely? Exactly. So the matnas chinam.
Okay. Rabbi, I think, could it be that doesn't apply when you have no personal, when you have no personal use for it, since it's a novella, so you're not actually giving up something of yourself? So could that be the explanation?
That's an interesting explanation. We're going to see a variety of different explanations. I think that's a very plausible kind of an explanation. I think that's a good place to start. Well, when we see the Sugya Avodah Zarah, it's definitely something we can look into further, and we'll reconsider that proposal. But we mentioned yesterday is a fascinating, you know, question of, you know, well, if you, this idea of Rabbi Meir, that there's a kedimus of Nisina of the Ger Toshav to Mechira L'Nachri, doesn't that impose very severe restrictions on commerce in general? Isn't there always going to be a Ger Toshav around? So we definitely have to deal with that broader question as well. In any event, for Rabbi Yehuda, Dvarim Kichsavan, Rabbi Yehuda is a very restrictive model. Is a davar pasha to move on me'elav that nisina deger is kodem to mechira l'nachri? For that, you don't need a pasuk.
You need a pasuk to give you an iser.
Beautiful.
To give an iser to sell to a ger to give it to a nachri.
Exactly. So there's an iser of mechira to a ger, right? La ger shebi sharecha titnena v'achala. O machar l'nachri, there's an iser of nisina l'nachri. It's interesting, why isn't that already established by Lo Sechonim? Maybe your comment, Levi, is helpful for that in general. But be that as it may, Rabbi Yehuda has a very restrictive scheme. No pasuk would be required, it's just an outright svara. Zah tamitzuv l'achayoso, v'nachri I atamitzuv l'achayoso. Okay, so how does Rashi define the Ger Toshav?
You avoid the Avodah Zarah and you eat the Nevelos.
Right. So he's makabel. So he's makabel alav shelo lavod Avodah Zarah. Ve'ochal Nevelos. And, you know, part of the discussion that we had within Shitas Rashi was the idea of what is the nature of the Isser Mechira Leger. Is it merely, you know, kind of built into Ze'at HaMetzuv V'Lachayoso, and you shouldn't be, you know, engaging in a more transactional kind of relationship with him? Or based on an inversion in Rashi, where Rashi goes out of order in the Pasuk and says, well, you're not allowed to give it away to a Nachri. There's an Isser Nisina l'nachri, and then he says, and there's an iser of mechira l'ger. So what was the alternative suggestion? This is really getting to the heart of the sugya now. Maybe the mechayiv is actually you couldn't possibly understand the iser of mechira l'ger if there wasn't an iser nisina l'nachri. Meaning what, Jimmy?
Selling into the ger is because you're equating him with the nachri.
Exactly, you're denying his status. That's a very important point, Jimmy. He has a status, just like a ger tzedek has a status. Right, a ger tzedek has a very special status. Ve'ahavtamis hager, ve'ger lo sonev, ve'lo silchatzenu. Right, it's a very you know, it's a very pronounced, significant status, the Ger Tzedek. And this person is also called the Ger. The Ger Zeh is a Ger Toshav. So, you know, I wasn't taking it ad hasof. I mentioned yesterday that I thought it would be too strong a formulation to talk about it in terms of, you know, what the Eved Kanani is, you know, Michal Ha'amim Yatza, L'chal Yisrael Lo Nichnas. That, I think, is a bridge too far. Right, but the reality is that he's not a Nachri Greda. And equating him with a Nachri, and the point was raised yesterday about the two issues of Ribis and Lanachri Tigos, very important parallel sugyos, we can't just denigrate the Ger Toshav. He's a special status. Special status. Ger v'toshav v'chai imach. to mitzvah daraisa, the Ramban that we alluded to yesterday, which we'll get to inside. So the heart of the sugya definitely rests in trying to distill the mitzvah of Zeat HaMitzuvah L'Achayoso and clarifying the relationship between the Ger Toshav and the Nachri. And the ground zero clearly is this pasuk. And the O, which is a Michalik, between a Nachri and a Ger Toshav. So you have a lot of work to do. And again, Shitas Rabbi Meir really requires as much elaboration, if not more, than Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Meir's world, does the fact that there is the potential for Mechira to a Ger Toshav, does that mean that he repudiates the notion of Zeat HaMitzuvah L'Achayoso? Does he have just a much more narrow definition of Zeat HaMitzuvah L'Achayoso? What exactly is animating Shitas Rabbi Meir? It's a fair question. Was it a greater sensitivity, frankly, to commerce? You know, if you really need to, you can, but it would be better to give it to him? Those are all very important issues which need to be clarified. Hopefully we'll get to some of it. Okay, so let's just fill in a little bit, as we said, in terms of the Isser Hana of Chametz. That's how we got here, and I wanted to, before we review the Rambam, just to establish the position of the Ran, Al Harif, and then to review the Rambam. Okay, so the Rif says, Eitan, you want to do the reading today?
Sure.
So in my Dapi Alphas, it's Daf Tesvav, and yours, it's I guess like Hey Amid Beis probably. Amar Chizkia.
Amar Chizkia Minayin L'Chametz B'Pesach She'Aser Be'Anash Namar Lo Yei Achel Chametz Lo Yei Bo Hete Achila.
Okay, so Lefum Rihata Eitan, the Rif Paskins like
Chizkia.
Yeah. Fascinating. Okay, the Ran tries to, it's like a little bit in denial.
Shenamar lo yachel chametz lo yebo hetar achila. De midelo karinan lo ye achel bepatach.
Try it again. Try it again.
Midelo karina lo yochal bepatach. Mashma lo yebo hetar. Hamevi lide achila ustam hanos lide achila himbaos shelokeach bedamim davar maachal uvigmara paligale Rabbi Abahu beamar lo ye achel nami iser hana mashma.
Excellent.
Veharav alfasi zal hevi behilchos hadachizkia lefishu yoter pashut.
So I have two problems with this. What are my two problems, Eitan?
The
I have a problem both with the conclusion as well as the rationale. I find both of these highly dubious.
The fact that it's not necessarily that Chizkiyah is more pasha in this case, it might be Rabbi Avohu that makes more sense, especially because the Gemara goes down trying to understand Rabbi Avohu.
Yeah, okay, so number one, I certainly wouldn't say that Chizkiyah is Yoser Pasha. We had a very hard time understanding what it meant, Lehebo Heter Achila. Especially Aliba Derashi, which is the view that the Ran quotes. So I have a lot of misgivings about that. So that's in terms of the rationale that's provided, but you know, the Ran's conclusion that the Rif simply cites Chizkiyah, but, you know, he equally could have cited Rabbi Avohu. Is that compelling to you? They're worlds apart. It's a massive nafkamina. whether or not you think that an Isser Achila, by definition, carries with it an Isser Hana until you're told otherwise. So I just think that this is tamua in both of those respects. Okay, so Eitan, just remind us, we can put it on the record in a second, but what was our position in the Rambam?
That the Rambam seems to bring down Chizkiah, but then also quotes Rabbi Avahu just generally without the context of it relating to the Isser Chametz.
Right, so in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, the Rambam clearly paskins Rabbi Avahu. In Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Aleph Beis, the context is critical, the Rambam clearly paskins Chizkiah. Right, so what's the conclusion? The Isser Hana of Chametz v'Pesach.
I don't remember, I'm sorry, Abby.
Ben Zion?
It's part of our super stigmatization of Chametz that we have this additional pasuk to tell us.
Exactly. So it's an Isser Prati. It's not just the same as the standard Isser Hana that Ma'achalos Asuros carry along with it, assuming that there is an Isser Hana. We'll review the Rambam in just a second. But it really is Din Prati. The Isser Hana of Chametz transcends the Isser Hana of other Ma'achalos Asuros, particularly because Ilan, in that same halacha, Aleph Beis, what is the Rambam paskin?
Chatzi Shir.
Okay. What else? What's that? Well, the Rambam definitely holds of that as well. But in Aleph Beis, in particular, I think that this is meant to give you the indication that you're dealing with a din prati.
I thought it was Chatzi Shir. He uses the same pasuk for Chatzi Shir.
He happens to use the same pasuk for Chatzi Shir, but just in the context. Actually, don't know if I even put this on the sheet, so try to bring this up. Do a share screen. Okay. Ben Zion, you want to just, and then we'll throw it back over to Eitan. Just give me a second. Okay, so just take a look. Can you see? Chametz v'Pesach chaser ba'anoya
shenemar. Lo yechel chametz, lo yehe bo heter achila. Ha'minia chametz v'shusa v'Pesach, achal pishal achal over b'shnei lad shenemar.
Okay, excellent. So Ben Zion, the two halachos that the Rambam chose to present the Isser Hana of Chametz bePesach, transcending the general din of Rabbi Avahu, which he brings in Machalos Asuros, is number one, the double Isser Shehiya, Balira Balimatse, right? He projects that. And then the Isser not only of Chametz, but the Isser of Seor, that which creates Chametz. So the total picture for the Rambam is what? If you group those three halachos together, what's the Rambam saying? It's exactly the point that you raised.
Again, the Chametz is stigmatized to a higher degree than other
Isser. Right. V'haraya, possessing it itself, is not just one Isser Daraisa too, Bayra Bayumatse, and we even stigmatize the agent that creates it. So it's exactly what you said. So it's a din prati that reflects the fact that this is literally, you know, the noxious, you know, toxic presence of the Chametz. So Ilan, your point is well taken. I just was, you know, more focused on the immediate context. What we raised, you know, previously, the idea that Lo Yachel is also used for the Chatzi Shir, I think is exactly the point. It's intolerable in the most minuscule amounts. We can't abide it. So I think that's absolutely critical. So the Rambam, you know, Kedarko Bakodesh has a perfectly calibrated scheme. You know, in general, he's of the view that Rabbi Avo is correct, that the Isser Gavra in Machalos Asuros shouldn't be understood independently, but it's related to an Isser Chavtza. But you can't possibly compare the Isser Chavtza of Chametz. You know, we're still fielding questions, those of us out here in the field, about Chametz Avra Lava Pesach. I mean, it's an astonishing thing, right? It's an Isser Derabanan, unlike any other. It's a Knas on the whole world. You know, we're here trying to be Mevayer the Metzias. You know, who's the shareholder? You know, we're calling our friends on Wall Street. You know, who bought Nestle Crunch? Is he Meshumad? You know, we're trying to work all these things out. You know, what about Fresh Direct? How often do they change their inventory? You know, all these rabbis become, you know, for a week a year, we basically become like, you know, food supply line managers. You know, I heard the truck was stuck in Idaho. You know, in the Suez Canal, it's unlike anything else. It's completely and utterly stigmatized. Okay, so I don't think that the Ran, you know, especially in light of the Rambam, I just think the Ran is not doing justice to what the sugya is trying to say. It's not, oh, you know, you could take your pick, Chizkiah or Rabbi Avo. It was easier to quote Chizkiah. I don't think Chizkiah is a simpler pshat at all. Lo yeh bo heter achila. And I don't think that you would just, you know, sort of, you know, choose one or the other, buy one, get one free. You know, they're really different perspectives. One of them is really a din prati and a chametz. The other is a din klali, b'chola Torah kula. You know, I'm not always of the mind that mi derambam nishma l'rif, though that very often is true, but I just think that this is really... this run is very tamua to me, to be honest. Okay, so having put that in the back seat, now we're able to return to the main event, which is the Ma'amad of Ger Toshav. So Eitan, yesterday you saw the Balei HaTosfos, so let's take a look at the two relevant Tosfos, and we'll put Chametz behind us, I think for good now. I think that was the final word on Chametz bePesach. So let's take a look at the two Tosfosin. That will be a very important point of departure. Komakom shenemar lo yochal, and then Bishlam b'lereb Meir.
Vim tolmar yehi nena mechametz v'pesach bekareis da ksiv ki kol ochal chametz v'nifrasa v'chi tema ina chinami imkein lakman debayi mai ika ben chizkiel rabbi avahu lema di ika benayhu ha. Ve'omeri delo ye achel v'lo tochal yalfinan milo tochlu aval ki kol ochel lo yalfinan milo tochlu.
Okay, so the Rebbe gives what appears to be a very technical answer to the question that ki kol ochel chametz v'nechorsa ha'nefesh ahi mi'adas Yisrael b'ager v'ezrach haaretz. So that's not subject to the limud of, you know, Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo really meant to limit it to kol makom shenemar lo yochal lo socha lo sochlu, but kikol ochel chametz, you know, that's a different construct, and that construct doesn't imply the iser hana'ah. Now the question is a very fascinating one, because the question assumes that what underlies Rabbi Avo is that there's literally no distinction between achila and hana'ah. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If there is an Isser Kares, you know, on the Achila, and you're Rabbi Avo, so Memela, that would apply to the Isser Hana, right? That's his idea. And then the Rebbe comes back and says, well, maybe that would be true, but Kikolochel is a different construct. Now, I'm not sure about the Hava Mina entirely. Anybody want to weigh in on this? Ilan, go ahead.
Well, if anything, it should make more sense according to Chizkiah, the Kasha. It should be more that Chizkiah would say that there would be an Isser Karis for Hana, not Rabbi Avo.
I think that's fair. And why do you say that? I would agree with that. But what's, you know, for Rabbi Avo, what's he really saying? Saying, if the Torah stigmatized Achila, the default position is that it stigmatized Hana. Did he ever actually say
that there's the same dinim. He never said that it just that there's by definition the same halachos in them.
Exactly. That I think is the main point that needs to be addressed here. Right? That Rabbi Yavoh said, you know, we can assume that it's not just an Isser Achilas Agavra, but that there's an Isser Chavtza. Tosos were assuming that what he meant by that is that, you know, Rabbi Yavoh, excuse me, was obviating any distinction between Achila and Hana'a, and that I don't think is fair. V'haraya chi parit l'cha kasav. So sometimes the Torah can come outright and say Hana'a is mutter. Sometimes the Torah might not say Hana'a is mutter, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Achila and Hana'a are one and the same. Levi.
I was going to say something similar, which is that there might be some kind of baseline common set of dinim between Isra Achila and Isra Hana'a that they share automatically. But then once the Torah is like Yotzim in a klal, when it comes to Chametz, to specifically say by Chametz that you get Isra Achila and Isra Kares, so then that's something unique then for Chametz, and you can't just say, you can't go from A to B, B to C, A to C. You can't say that Chametz has this, and it has a chila, which automatically also equals, you know, you can't say Kares equals a chila equals Hana'a, therefore Kares equals Hana'a.
Yeah, very well put. And it's interesting, you know, this is something that happens with Tosfos on a number of occasions. Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, in the name of the Rajba, if anybody recalls, it just, you know, to leave to strengthen your point here, Levi.
Yeah. Didn't they say that they thought by Rabbi Yossi should be a Ordish Christ?
Right. They're always pushing for this, you know. They're deficit hawks here. You know, they're always pushing for the Isser Kares, you know, to be expanded beyond, you know, Atzmo Shel Chametz. It's very fascinating. The Balei HaTosfos are always sort of pushing in that direction, that the pantheon of Isurei Chametz should all, you know, all lead you back to Kares. Okay, very good. Well done, Eitan. Now, Bishlam the Reb Meir. This is now our point of departure. Tamil the Reb Meir.
Tamil Rabbi Meir, Nami Yiksha Daha Itstrit Lak Dume Nisina Degir, Vitirates Re Devada Ilo Hava Kasav Krakol Kol Ikar, Avi Adinon Misvar Lak Dume, Avalhasha the Kasav of Nisina Titsnena Vakala, Umafor, Ilo Hava Ksiv O.
Hava Mina.
Sorry, Bahakdim. Vitaris Likasiv.
Okay, so just one second on that back end. So this is a very important point in Tosfos. So Tosfos is getting at what I raised at the beginning. In other words, according to Meir, Tosfos is arguing that had there not been any pasuk at all, Reb Meir would have been exactly where Rabbi Yehuda is, halacha lemaisa. In other words, if there was no pasuk, which seemingly would equate Nachri and Ger Toshav, so Reb Meir would have obviously said that Ger Toshav has the kedimus. It's only because of the formulation "Lagerash Rabbi Sharecha Tidnana V'Achala O Machar" that you had a Hava Mina, right? U Machor, that maybe the O is and as opposed to or, right? And so that sort of muddied the waters. But absent any pasuk at all, Rabbi Meir is like completely in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda that there would be a kedimos of Nisina de Ger to Mechira the Nachri. It's only once there's a pasuk that we have any question about that. And O is, in the end, an or and not an and. Okay, so that's a very important point that Tosfos is making. The reason that I think that is so important, that Tosfos is suggesting, that without the pasuk, Rabbi Meir would have easily been mode to this svara that Nisina Deger is Kodem LeMechir LeNachri, points in the direction of what? Because I raised this as an open question at the beginning of Shir today, that Rabbi Meir will agree to what premise? I asked the question, let me just review. I asked the question this way. Does the fact that Rabbi Meir permits Mechira LeGer Toshav by definition, mean that he rejects the notion of Avi? Or put differently, just keeping it within the world of Ger Tosha for a second, does it bind it? If he allows Mechira Lager, is what he's really saying, Ben Sion?
A semi-kabbalah mitzvah.
Right, and meaning, right, what I'm getting at is mitzvah la'chayosa. Does that mean you're not actually obligated to be mechayeh him, and therefore you transact with him? So Tosos basically says no. Tosos says, yeah, it's true in the end that Rabbi Meir allows for Mechira to Ger Toshav, but don't think for a second that he doesn't recognize a priori that Ger Toshav is really different than Nachri. It's just that the Pasuk was complicated, and it was Ma'arbev, the two together, the Nachri and the Ger Toshav. And in the end of the day, Rabbi Meir comes down and decides that the O is not and, but or. First, you should try to give it away to the Ger Toshav, and then, if you can't do that, Machor l'Nachri, or even to the Ger Toshav, you can sell it to him, that's allowed. But he basically accepts in principle the notion of Ata Mitzuva L'Chayosa. So the Bali Tosfos, this is a critical line, just absolutely critical, are staking out the position that Rabbi Meir's heter of transaction with the Ger Toshav does not eo ipso imply that Rabbi Meir rejects the Hachayoso. Rabbi Meir accepts the Hachayoso, but he feels that the Hachayoso can exist alongside a heter mechira leger toshav. There are a lot of questions as to what the boundary is. Maybe it's your own financial situation. You know, maybe if you're really b'shas hadchak, Rabbi Meir would say, yeah, normally you try to give it away, but lo yeh b'cha evyon, if you need the funds, sell it to him. Maybe sell it to him at a fairer price, at a more generous price. There are a lot of boundary questions which need to be determined. But Rabbi Meir is saying that it was as obvious to Rabbi Meir as it was to Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a Seder Kedimas, the Pasuk came and he was Ma'arbev everything, and the O clarifies it. Okay, and let's just push two more lines, and we'll go over a Tilan. And he says, Utsricha on both ends, both the Nachri as well as the Ger Toshav, Lashitas Reb Meir. Okay, so this is equally important in terms of our lambdas. So Eitan, let's break it down. What's Tosis contributing here at the end?
That even according to Rabbi Meir, that's says they're interchangeable, the Torah had to write both of them, because if it had only written one of them, then you would have thought that the Torah was trying to exclude either selling or giving to the other group.
Okay, so and let's explore that one by one. The Elohava Kosav Eloger, and remember this is Rabbi Meir, who in the end allows you to sell to the Ger, Havamina da'asa lemiute nesina denachri. That it was conceivable in the world of Rabbi Meir that you could have the following construct. Nesina de Ger, preferable. Mechira de Ger, maybe Bishas Hatzchak. But still, as far as the Nachri was concerned, there's an outright Isser Nesina. You can only be Mocher the Nachri. If it only wrote Ger, like Ger Asher Bisharecha, Tignena Vachala, in the end of the day, there still would have been a heter mechira leger toshav, o machor, as a bidieved maybe, right? First, you want to try to give it away to him, but it still would have been possible to conceive for Rabbi Meir of an outright iser of nesina denachri. Now, I presume that the explanation for that is lo sechonim. Right? where else could one possibly derive an Isser of Nesina Denachri? Why would you assume that to be true, had the Pasuk been written without any reference to an Achri? I think we'll all have to agree to that. So that's an equally important line in Tosfos. These are very subtle things. I want to try to go as slowly as possible. Right? What Tosfos is saying is, had the Pasuk not included the Nachri, if it only included the Ger, La Ger Asher Bisharacha Titnena V'Achala O Machar, Rabbi Meir could have been construed as saying, preferably give it to the Ger. Bidyeved, sell it to the Ger. But no way can you possibly give it to the Nachri. In the end, he paskins, you can give it to the Nachri. Right? There's Nesina Umechira L'Nachri U'Lager. So my point is, why would one have assumed that? What is Tosfos saying? Where would one have derived an Isser Nesina L'Nachri? Doesn't appear in this pasuk. Where are you getting that from? So apparently the Balei Tosfos, and Levi, this is just absolutely critical for the point that you raised earlier. So apparently the Balei Tosfos are assuming not just A, what we established a minute ago, that Rabbi Meir agrees in concept to Mitzuvah L'Achayoso, but he equally agrees to the existence of the Isser of Lo Sechonim. He just feels that it doesn't apply to the Nevela. Otherwise, how could Tosfos have written this? Right? So that's fact. You see what Tosfos is doing. He's bringing Rabbi Meir over to all of the assumptions of Rabbi Yehuda. Moreover, okay, last point, Eitan. V'i habakos of Nachri l'chudei, had the Pasuk not included the Ger at all, it just would have said something. Yeah. At that point, you would have assumed that there was no possibility of Mechira de Ger. Now, that's clearly Tosfos L'Shitasam. How so, Eitan? It's only if you believe in X that you could arrive at this Hava Mina. What's the L'Shitasam here? Noam, you have it?
I was using my hand for something else. Let's have to.
What do we know? What has Tosfos already established to Shitas Reb Meir? Avi? Beautiful. It's only because they're absolutely convinced that Reb Meir recognizes the fundamental obligation of Zat Mitzuvah L'Achayoso that they can contemplate a Hava Mina for Reb Meir, not for Reb Yehuda, but for Reb Meir. That there would have been an Isser Mechira, the Ger Toshav. So Tosfos makes, in the end, two critically important points. L'shitas Reb Meir. One, Reb Meir believes in Ger HaTametzuvah L'Achayoso. But that is compatible, at least b'di'eved, that is compatible with the notion of mechira to the same Ger Toshav. That is compatible with mechira le Ger Toshav. You can be mitzuvah to be mechaya somebody, to sustain them, and do commerce with them. Now, you know, for us, we don't see any problem with this. You know, we're all good capitalists. But of course, this is the way that we relate to Klal Yisrael also, right? With Klal Yisrael, we clearly have, can't be lo gara migir toshav, and yet there's commerce. You know, like when I was growing up, you know, before this whole protectionism craze, you know, free trade. The good old days. That's number one. L'shitas Reb Meir. Number two, also Lashitas Reb Meir. Lo sechonim. Right? Tosa says it explicitly. Had you not had both Ger and Achri in the same pasuk, you would have assumed that if you only had Ger, that for Nachri there was just a categorical Isser Nesina. Why would you have assumed that? Clearly, Tosas thinks that Rabbi Meir holds Lo Sechonim Matnas Chinam. The Chiddush of our Pasuk is in fact that you are allowed to do Nesina L'Nachri at some level. Now, why that's true is still a very good question. Why the Isser of Matnas Chinam doesn't carry over to this particular area. Levi had an interesting suggestion a few minutes ago, but Tosos is dragging Rabbi Meir very, very close to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Noam and then Ilan.
Yeah, thinking before about the boundaries of Rabbi Meir, it might not be about like what you can afford, it might be about what the Nachri can afford, because I was just thinking of the example of, you know, like running water. I assume like as a society, we think everyone has like the right and we have the responsibility to give them clean water, but we still have to pay money to get water. But like you wouldn't just leave someone with no clean running water. So maybe it's if the Nachri can afford it, then we can sell it to him. But if like he's like dying out there, then we have a mitzvah to be mechaya him.
Yeah, I happen to be very partial to that formulation, that it has less to do with you and more to do with him, based on the simple words, Zeh ata mitzuvel hachayoso. You have to give him chios. That seems like it's measured relative to him. So Noam, I think that's a critical contribution. I think that we'll still hear echoes of what Levi was suggesting before, but I think that's very, very, very critical. Okay, you're ahead of the game on that one. Did you want to follow up? Did you?
No.
Okay. Ilan.
Did we suggest why Lo Sechonim shouldn't apply the Nevela?
Levi had started to that discussion, but we, you know, we were holding off till we see the Sugin of Avodah Zarah to try to figure out what the derivation is. If you want to make a suggestion now, by all means, we'll put it on the record. Okay. Okay, so we have a very, very important contribution of the Balei HaTosfos to the Sheet of Reb Meir. That Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agreed about a lot more than they disagreed about. Fundamentally, they agreed about Mitzuvah L'Achayoso. They disagreed, you know, in terms of commerce for the Ger Toshav. For Reb Yehuda, that's really interesting, right? You can't transact the nevela to him. We'll see, is that limited to nevela? You know, is this some kind of very restrictive commerce clause? For Rabbi Yehuda, that's number one. And number two, Rabbi Meir also subscribes to the idea of matnas chinam. In general, there is an isser to give things away to an achri. So it's not as if Rabbi Meir, who you could have thought, you know, outside of just the kedimos of Nesina Deger, the Mechira, O Deger, O Denachri, the Meir really obviates the distinction between a Ger and a Nachri. So Tosos just thinks that's wrong, thinks that the, you know, Rabbi Meir really holds up a very strong distinction, very clear distinction between Nachri and Ger. Okay, so let's just go a little bit further here. Just want to really establish the Rashis right now. And then we'll probably begin with the sugya in Avodah Zarah. Okay, that did not work well. One second. Okay, you guys are still there. Share screen. Okay. Okay. We are, I hope, back in business. Still not. Okay. Here we go. Try it one more time. Okay, can you guys see that? Is that working? I just can't see you. Somehow I blocked out.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Somehow I can only see one of you. Okay. They can take the Rebbe out of the 20th century, but they can't take the 20th century out of the Rebbe. That's the problem here. Okay, so let's establish Shitas Rashi. I told you that the Rashi on our Sugya was no anomaly. So Eitan, you want to just do the honors? First of all, our Pasuk, and then Ger V'toshav V'chayimach, Zerat HaMetzuv V'lachayoso. Right, so almost verbatim, right? In terms of Rashi here, Chaf Aleph and Medveis, right? Shekibel Alav is like a formal Kabbalah. Shelo Lavod Avodah Zarah Ve'Ochel Neveilos. Okay, now in terms of the assay side. Yeah. Pretty consistent, right? Now, again, it's an amazing concept, right? V'chi yamuch achicha, that's achicha b'Torah mitzvos, umata yado imach, v'chazakta bo, then Rashi says, not only bo, but ger, v'toshav achai imach. Af imhu ger, o toshav. V'ezeu toshav, right? That's what we normally call the ger toshav. So Rashi understands that you're dealing with, you know, different categories. Bo, achicha, one. Ger, two. Toshav, three. So Eitan, if you were a betting man, what's the ger, according to Rashi? Bo is achicha, obviously. Toshav is the ger toshav. The ger is?
Nachri.
Interesting. Anybody else? What would you say? You think you have a chiyuv of being Mechayed Nachri? Levi, I see you. Somehow you popped up onto my screen.
Must have been the birds tripping, maybe the speaker. Anyway, no, but maybe just means like a ger, like a ger, just like converts to...
Yeah, the ger tzedek, right? Avim hu ger otoshav. And they say otoshav kol shekiu alav shalav ad avazar ve'ochal nevelo. So you have bo, achicha, ger... Ger tzedek v'tosha v'chaimach, and then the iser of neshach v'tarbis l'chora applies to everybody. A naturally born Jew, kager ka'ezrach, a converted Jew, v'toshav, is a remarkable thing. Okay, so Rashi's definition is very, very, very consistent. Kibel alav shalav avodah zarah. The Ochel Nevelos. Now, one of the things that really has to be understood is like Rashi's emphasis on Ochel Nevelos. You ever get the impression from Rashi that like Achilas Nevelos is like fundamental to his character? Like, what is that about? Why don't you say the Ger Toshav is Kol Shekibel Alav Shalav Ad Avazara? So he wasn't mekabel on him the laws of Kashrus. So Memela he can eat Nevelos. Ochel Nevelos, Ochel Nevelos, Ochel Nevelos. Okay, Rami, you've been quiet. Glad to. There you are.
So it's possible to say that Rashi's trying to make sure that we understand that even though the Ger, as we've said, is being taken out of the category of enough, or we still want to show that he's not officially part of the Am Yisrael. So we want to add it. So we're saying that he's mekabel alav shelo lavod avodah zarah, that he's being taken out of the Nafri category, but not yet to the point of being a solid part of Am Yisrael. So we're saying he's still ochel nevelos, which we do not do.
Okay, I think that's very important. So just as a paraphrase, what you're saying is, wants to make sure that we're very clear that not to muddy the waters. Okay, Shimi? I think that's going to be extremely critical. You're ahead of us in this, like, yeah?
Maybe it could be that, like, eating the veil is, like, his role here. That's why we have him. So we can eat the things that we can't.
You mean, like, that we're, like, super Baal Tashchis conscious? Is that what you're saying? That like he plays an indispensable role in society?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like Lakelev Tashlichu Noso is like a super bidyevet. He's a designated Ochel Nevelos. It's usur for him to be a vegetarian. It's interesting. Bentio, did you want to say something?
So honestly, I was thinking those were the Rami and Shimi's two things were the two ways I was reading Rashi.
Okay, very good. Credit to Rami and Shimi that Ben Sion has, you know, one of you guys is, you know, the first day and the other one is the Dvar Acher. Okay, Ilan?
Very similar to Rami, but like the Timtum HaLev of really associated with eating the velos, so he doesn't have a full Kedusha Sistra, but he has a partial Gerus.
Right, okay, so that's going to be very important because the Pasuk says, Ki Am Kadosh Ata Lashem Elokecha. Right? It is linked to Kedusha. Right? The simple pshat is that that's not just on Lo Sevashal Gediba Chalevi Mo, but on right, lo sochu kol nevela la gera shevi sharecha tinen v'chala ki am kadosh ata la shem elokecha. So it is tied in with kedusha, no question. Okay, Levi. That's absolutely right. That's right, Israel. Right, and the fact is that absolutely. Yeah, I know what you're referring to. So you know this is that's why the Rambam has machalos asuros, right? Sefer Kedusha. There's no doubt about it. All right, Levi and the Noam.
This reminds me of Nachash Hashavas. Like, I'm not sure exactly what the parallel would be. We saw two things in Nachash Hashavas: was one, to show he's not part of the Jewish people, and two, because he has to do what we call it, Kippah Sholem. So I don't know, somehow there's a way that the similar things are the best here, but the non-Jews not supposed to eat kosher food. Maybe because of what you just said, like, because of Akkod, you know, because Akkod is to you and me, so like, so he's not part of the Akkodesh.
Right. So it becomes this really interesting thing that as far as, you know, Bin Adam Lamakom is concerned, he doesn't have that special intimacy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to treat him as a quasi-achicha. Right? Very fascinating. I could try to show you parallels. Esav has a status of ach, lo sisa'ev adomi ki achicha hu, but he's still not considered zera Avram. It's a remarkable thing. He's longitudinally excised and latitudinally included. Mutatis mutandis, you have the same phenomenon here. He's included Begeder Achicha, but he doesn't really have the same father.
When we say he's latitudinally excised?
He's latitudinally included. In other words, the bonds of Achva, the horizontal bonds, extend. The longitudinal ones.
If I knew they're giving on like,
you know, if the lines are horizontal, but what they measure is the vertical.
Okay. But you understand what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Go ahead now.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to say is that at least by Fiyamuch Achicha, it might just be that, not might just be, but like that Rashi's emphasizing your responsibilities towards the Ger Toshav, that part of like what you have to do for him, which is like part of the mitzvah of what's it called, of supporting him, is that you have to give him your nevela.
Right.
And again, I just realized, but that's, I don't know, I feel like that's not so strong, because he's saying that part of being a Ger Toshav is that you eat nevela, not that we have to give you nevela.
Correct. It seems part of the Geder. Which is why Shimi's idea, as radical as it is, like, very enticing one. I don't believe Shimi, but, you know, it's a very enticing one, that it's part of his role. I do really agree with what Rami said. And I think Levi was correct to conjure up the issue of the Nachrish HaShavas. You'll see the Rambam has all of these ideas. Okay. But the reality is, and I'll just conclude with this line. You know, it takes us back to the Ran in Bechol Misrapin. In the end of the day, his kfira b'avodah zarah is massively consequential. I mean, we really believe kol hakofer ba kamo de bechol haTorah kula. That means something. So if he's mikabel olav shalolavod avodah zarah, that for sure is a chalos in the gavra. But I'm completely in sync with Rami's perspective here, that there's a certain danger that creates. Because that could easily take him from being lager asher bisharecha to something much more than that. And the outer boundary of that is Kiyam Kadosh Ata LaShem Elokecha. So the Ochal Nevelos becomes not just something that he can do, but a critical part of the definition. He's outside of the bonds of Kedusha. It's real. That's why it was appropriate, you know, for you to point out. V'anche Kodesh Tiyun Li. Machalos Asuros and Kedusha are linked. And that's exactly the point. But it's only because we're super ambitious when it comes to Kfira b'Avodah Zarah that you need this Ochal Nevelos as a counteracting force. For us, Kfira b'Avodah Zarah is a huge recommendation of the Gavra. Okay. All right, very good. So hold it up there. If you guys could just